Jesus and his followers were coming closer to Jerusalem. But first, they stopped at Bethphage, at the hill called the Mount of Olives. From there, Jesus sent two of his followers into the town.
"Go to the town you can see there. When you enter it, you will find a donkey tied there with its colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone asks you why you are taking the donkeys, tell him, 'The master needs them. He will send them back soon.'"
This was to make clear the full meaning of what the prophet said.
"Tell the people of Jerusalem, your king is coming to you. He is gentle and riding on a donkey. He is on the colt of a donkey."
The followers went and did what Jesus told them to do. They brought the donkey and the colt to Jesus. They laid their coats on the donkeys, and Jesus sat on them. Many people spread their coats on the road before Jesus. Others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Some of the people were walking ahead of Jesus. Others were walking behind him. All the people were shouting,
"Praise to the Son of David! God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Praise to God in heaven!"
Then Jesus went into Jerusalem. The city was filled with excitement. The people asked,
"Who is this man?" "This man is Jesus. He is the prophet from the town of Nazareth in Galilee."
Jesus went into the temple. He threw out all the people who were buying and selling there. He turned over the tables that belonged to the men who were exchanging different kinds of money. And he upset the benches of those who were selling doves.
"It is written in the scriptures, 'My temple will be a house where people will pray.' But you are changing God's house into a hideout for robbers."
The blind and crippled people came to Jesus in the temple, and Jesus healed them. The leading priests and the teachers of the law saw that Jesus was doing wonderful things. They saw the children praising him in the temple.
"Praise to the Son of David!"
All these things made the priests and the teachers of the law very angry.
"Do you hear the things these children are saying?"
"Yes. Haven't you read in the scriptures? You have taught children and babies to sing praises."
Then Jesus left and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night. Early the next morning, Jesus was going back to the city. He was very hungry. He saw a fig tree beside the road. Jesus went to it. But there were no figs on the tree. There were only leaves.
"You will never again have fruit."
The tree immediately dried up. His followers saw this and were amazed.
"How did the fig tree dry up so quickly?"
"I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will be able to do what I did to this tree. And you will be able to do more. You will be able to say to this mountain, 'Go, mountain, fall into the sea.' If you have faith, it will happen. If you believe, you will get anything you ask for in prayer."
Jesus went to the temple. While he was teaching there, the leading priests and the elders of the people came to Jesus.
"Tell us, what authority do you have to do these things? Who gave you this authority?"
"I will ask you a question too. If you answer me, then I will tell you what authority I have to do these things. Tell me, when John baptized people, did that come from God or from man?"
The priests and the leaders argued about Jesus' question. They said to each other,
"If we answer John's baptism was from God, then Jesus will say, 'Then why didn't you believe John?'
But if we say it was from man, we are afraid of what the people will do because they all believe that John was a prophet." "We don't know."
"Then I won't tell you what authority I have to do these things. Tell me what you think about this. There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first son and said, 'Son, go and work today in my vineyard.' The son answered, 'I will not go.' But later the son decided he should go, and he went. Then the father went to the other son and said, "Son, go and work today in my vineyard." The son answered, "Yes, sir, I will go and work." But he did not go. Which of the two sons obeyed his father?
The first son.
I tell you the truth. The tax collectors and the prostitutes will enter the kingdom of God before you do. John came to show you the right way to live, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed John. You saw this, but you still refused to change and believe him. Listen to this story. There was a man who owned a vineyard. He put a wall around the vineyard and dug a hole for a winepress. Then he built a tower. He leased the land to some farmers and left for a trip. Later, it was time for the grapes to be picked. So the man sent his servants to the farmers to get his share of the grapes. But the farmers grabbed the servants, beat one, killed another, and then killed the third servant with stones. So the man sent some other servants to the farmers. He sent more servants than he sent the first time. But the farmers did the same thing to the servants that they had done before. So the man decided to send his son to the farmers. He said, "The farmers will respect my son." But when the farmers saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the owner's son. This vineyard will be his. If we kill him, then his vineyard will be ours." So the farmers grabbed the son, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. So what will the owner of the vineyard do to these farmers when he comes?
He will surely kill those evil men. Then he will lease the vineyard to some other farmers. They will give him his share of the crop at harvest time.
Surely you have read this in the scriptures. The stone that the builders did not want became the cornerstone. The Lord did this, and it is wonderful to us. So I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you. It will be given to people who do the things God wants in his kingdom. The person who falls on this stone will be broken. But if the stone falls on him, he will be crushed.
The leading priests and the Pharisees heard these stories that Jesus told. They knew he was talking about them. They wanted to arrest him, but they were afraid of the people because the people believed that Jesus was a prophet. Jesus used stories to tell other things to the people.
The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. The king invited some people to the feast. When the feast was ready, the king sent his servants to tell the people to come, but they refused to come to the feast. Then the king sent other servants. He said to them, "Tell those who have been invited that my feast is ready. I have killed my best bulls and calves for the dinner. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast." But the people refused to listen to the servants. They went to do other things. One went to work in his field, and another went to his business. Some of the other people grabbed the servants, beat them, and killed them. The king was very angry. He sent his army to kill the people who had killed his servants, and the army burned their city. After that, the king said to his servants, "The wedding feast is ready. I invited those people, but they were not worthy to come. So go to the street corners and invite everyone you see. Tell them to come to my feast." So the servants went into the streets. They gathered all the people they could find, both good and bad. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. Then the king came in to see all the guests. He saw a man there who was not dressed in the right clothes for a wedding. The king said, "Friend, how were you allowed to come in here? You are not wearing the right clothes for a wedding." But the man said nothing. So the king told some servants, "Tie this man's hands and feet throw him out into the darkness. In that place, people will cry and grind their teeth with pain. Yes, many are invited, but only a few are chosen.
Then the Pharisees left the place where Jesus was teaching. They made plans to trap Jesus with a question. They sent some of their own followers and some men from the group called Herodians.
Teacher, we know that you are an honest man. We know that you teach the truth about God's way. You are not afraid of what other people think about you. All men are the same to you. So tell us what you think. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?
But Jesus knew that these men were trying to trick him.
You hypocrites! Why are you trying to trap me? Show me a coin used for paying the tax.
The men showed him a silver coin.
Whose picture is on the coin? And whose name is written on the coin?
Caesar's.
Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God the things that are God's.
The men heard what Jesus said, and they were amazed. They left him and went away. That same day, some Sadducees came to Jesus. Sadducees believe that no person will rise from death. The Sadducees asked Jesus a question.
Teacher, Moses told us that a married man might die without having children. Then his brother must marry the widow and have children for him. There were 7 brothers among us. The first one married but died. He had no children. So his brother married the widow. Then the second brother also died. The same thing happened to the third brother and all the other brothers. The woman was last to die. But all 7 men had married her. So when people rise from death, whose wife will she be?
You don't understand because you don't know what the scriptures say. And you don't know about the power of God. When people rise from death, there will be no marriage. People will not be married to each other. They will be like the angels in heaven. Surely you have read what God said to you about the rising from death. God said, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is the God of living people, not dead people.
All the people heard this. They were amazed at Jesus' teaching. The Pharisees learned that the Sadducees could not argue with Jesus' answers to them. So the Pharisees met together. One Pharisee was an expert in the law of Moses. That Pharisee asked Jesus a question to test him.
Teacher, which command in the law is the most important?
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and most important command. And the second command is like the first. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law and the writings of the prophets depend on these two commands.
While the Pharisees were together, Jesus asked them a question.
What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?
The Christ is the son of David.
Then why did David call him Lord? David was speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit. David said, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit by me at my right side, until I put your enemies under your control. David calls the Christ Lord. So how can he be David's son?
None of the Pharisees could answer Jesus' question. And after that day, no one was brave enough to ask Jesus any more questions. Then Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his followers.
The teachers of the law and the Pharisees have the authority to tell you what the law of Moses says. So you should obey and follow whatever they tell you. But their lives are not good examples for you to follow. They tell you to do things, but they don't do the things themselves. They make strict rules and try to force people to obey them. But they themselves will not try to follow any of those rules. The reason they do good things is so other people will see them. They make the boxes of scriptures that they wear bigger and bigger. And they make their special prayer clothes very long so that people will notice them. Those Pharisees and teachers of the law love to have the most important seats at the feasts. And they love to have the most important seats in the synagogues. They love people to show respect to them in the marketplaces. And they love to have people call them teacher. But you must not be called teacher. You are all brothers and sisters together. You have only one teacher. And don't call any person on earth father. You have one father. He is in heaven. And you should not be called master. You have only one master, the Christ. He who serves you as a servant is the greatest among you. Whoever makes himself great will be made humble. Whoever makes himself humble will be made great. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You are hypocrites. You close the door for people to enter the kingdom of heaven. You yourselves don't enter, and you stop others who are trying to enter. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You are hypocrites. You take away widows' houses, and you make long prayers so that people can see you. So you will have a worse punishment. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You are hypocrites. You travel across land and sea to find one person who will follow your ways. When you find that person, you make him more fit for hell than you are. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You guide the people, but you are blind. You say, if anyone swears by the temple when he makes a promise, that means nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold that is in the temple, then he must keep that promise. You are blind fools! Which is greater, the gold or the temple? The temple makes that gold holy. And you say, if anyone swears by the altar when he makes a promise, that means nothing. But if he swears by the gift on the altar, then he must keep his promise. You are blind. Which is greater, the gift or the altar? The altar makes the gift holy. The person who swears by the altar is really using the altar and also everything on the altar. And the person who uses the temple to make a promise is really using the temple and also everything in the temple. The person who uses heaven to make a promise is also using God's throne and the one who sits on that throne. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You are hypocrites. You give to God 1/10 of everything you earn, even your mint, dill, and cumin. But you don't obey the really important teachings of the law. Being fair, showing mercy and being loyal. These are the things you should do, as well as those other things. You guide the people, but you are blind. You are like a person who picks a fly out of his drink and then swallows a camel. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You are hypocrites. You wash the outside of your cups and dishes, but inside, they are full of things that you got by cheating others and pleasing only yourselves. Pharisees, you are blind. First make the inside of the cup clean and good, then the outside of the cup can be truly clean. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees! You are hypocrites. You are like tombs that are painted white. Outside, those tombs look fine. But inside, they are full of the bones of dead people, and all kinds of unclean things are there. It is the same with you.
People look at you and think you are good. But on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and evil. How terrible for you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. You are hypocrites. You build tombs for the prophets. You show honor to the graves of people who lived good lives. And you say, if we had lived during the time of our fathers, we would not have helped them kill the prophets. But you give proof that you are children of those people who murdered the prophets. And you will complete the sin that your fathers started. You are snakes, a family of poisonous snakes. You will not escape God. You will all be judged guilty and be sent to hell. So I tell you this, I am sending to you prophets and wise men and teachers. You will kill some of these people. You will nail some of them to crosses. You will beat some of them in your synagogues. You will chase them from town to town. So you will be guilty for the death of all the good people who have been killed on earth. You will be guilty for the murder of that good man Abel. And you will be guilty for the murder of Zechariah, son of Berechiah. He was murdered when he was between the temple and the altar. I tell you the truth. All of these things will happen to you people who are living now. Jerusalem! Jerusalem! You kill the prophets and kill with stones those men God sent to you. Many times I wanted to help your people. I wanted to gather them together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you did not let me. Now your home will be left completely empty. I tell you, you will not see me again until that time when you will say, God bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord.